This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Welcome back, guys. I'm Kimberly Hand. I'm here with you solo on the mic today. I recently went to the wellness summit called Eudaimonia. It was in West Palm Beach at the Palm Beach County Convention Center. And I thought you guys might like to hear a little bit about it.
Hey there, and welcome to the Cinnamon Effect podcast. I'm your host, Kimberly Hand, and I'm thrilled to have you with me on this vibrant journey of discovery and growth. This podcast is your go-to space for embracing intention, where you'll find clarity on your unique path, deepen those meaningful connections, and unleash your creativity like never before. We'll explore how to build unshakable confidence and celebrate the beauty of gratitude, all while savoring the calm that consistency brings to our lives. Thank you for being with me. Let's sprinkle a little cinnamon into your day and make life sweeter, healthier, and more fulfilling.
I actually had a bunch of friends that ended up going, and I ended up running into them at the summit. But there was a lot going on there, and it was really fun. And if you're a wellness enthusiast, I think you would love it. And I think if you're listening to this podcast, you have an interest in health and wellness. So I'm going to break it down for you. I'm going to break down my experience. The founder of this summit also co-founded the Wonderlust Festival, which was more like a yoga festival. His name is Sean, and I really felt like this event was very well organized and very well run, and there were so many different elements to this whole event. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about what I experienced. I actually only went one day. It was a three-day summit. I went one of the days with my friend, Sonia Azad. Shout out to Sonia. She's a health and wellness reporter. And so I accompanied her. She had a media pass, and I accompanied her and got like some behind the scenes video for her and got to watch her in action. And I have to say, what a professional she is. I saw her interview like the biggest names in wellness, Rich Roll and Gabby Reese and Halle Berry. And she was interviewing Dr. Will Cole and all of these like amazing people. So I loved being there and seeing her in action. And if you've heard me talk about her, she's actually been on this podcast, but I've talked about her because she runs these amazing wellness retreats. And I have gone to two of her retreats. One was my solo trip that I took to Montana. I've talked about that before. The other one, I've been to three of her retreats because I went to one in Arizona. And then most recently, I went to the week-long silent meditation retreat in Switzerland. And that was all with Sonia. So since I've been going to her retreats, her and I have become friends. She reached out to me and she said, Kimberly, I'm going to this Eudaimonia Summit. Is that anywhere close to where you live? And I'm like, oh my God, it's like, yes, it's in my town. So it was so much fun to see her. And I felt like when I was at the event that I was with my people, you know? Do you ever get that feeling where you're like, okay, this is my crowd. Like, this is where I feel comfortable. It was like a very high vibe crowd there that I really, really enjoyed. I ended up running into so many people that I knew. Also, people that were exhibiting at the summit. So like Sunlight and Saunas and Crunchy Makeup and Asha Walker, who's been on my podcast. She has the Cured app. She was there. I saw my buddy Dan Baird, NADS co-founder. He was walking around. Elizabeth Tringali was there, functional medicine. I mean, there were just so many people there that I consider a part of my network and my community, and I really, really enjoyed connecting with them at the event. There was like a main, I'll try and explain like what was going on. Now, I wished I would have downloaded the app and really studied what was going on when. So they give you a whole schedule of like when all the talks are and different things. And I think going into it to have like a successful experience and get the most out of it, you really need to do that research on the front end and figure out, okay, I want to go to this at this time and this is because you don't want to miss anything. And there's like a lot going on simultaneously. So I just felt like I could have planned a little bit better. It was kind of a last minute thing for me to go. So, you know, that was kind of part of the planning process that I did not do. But there was a main area where all the vendors were set up. So everything from saunas to, like I said, Sunline saunas, crunchy makeup, like all the things, copper water bottles and liver cleanses and weighted vest companies and Headspace app. And, you know, just like all of these different, anything in wellness that you could dream of, they had a booth at Eudaimonia. So like Quiksilver Scientific, actually, I would give them the award for the coolest setup at the event because they had like a little Airstream trailer there and they had a bunch of supplements and they had some talks going on in their little section. But I thought they had a really cool setup with this Airstream trailer that they were, you know, kind of showcasing their supplements out of. And I thought that was really, really genius to do that. So and I would say everything about this event was like so on brand. In the media room where Sonia was, they had a bunch of snacks and like they had like good healthy snacks. It wasn't like, oh, you get in there and then that's where you get the Coca-Cola and you get all the junk. It was like they had really good snacks there. I love a snack. And I was like, oh, this is like very on point. You could actually take some exercise classes. So there was like a rebounding class. You guys know how much I love rebounding. I don't know, like for me per se, if I would be working out, exercising, doing a class when there were like a lot of people walking around. I don't love that. But there were people partaking and, you know, doing a lot of that stuff. I just don't know that if I had planned for that, if I would have done it or not. But you know what? One of my friends did and she loved it. So you know what I really loved though was the fact that all of these people in wellness now are like our new celebrities and like Dr. Mark Hyman, Andrew Huberman, Dr. Will Cole, all of these people, like it was almost like I was waiting to see Brad Pitt and it was like walking up to Dr. Will Cole, who is a functional medicine practitioner, right? So it's just like this new kind of celebrity that I think we're all interested in. I mean, and they're taking, at least in my world, they're taking like front and center and they are the new celebrities. So I thought that was really, really cool. Rich Roll, you know, all of these people, I thought it was really neat. So I'll tell you a little bit about who I met. Now, I did meet Dr. Will Cole. He was signing books. And I would say he was like, I was like giddy and excited to walk up to him. He was so nice, so gracious. He's actually well known for being Gwyneth Paltrow's functional medicine doctor. And so that's where you may have heard of him kind of right off the bat. But he also has a bunch of books. The Inflammation Spectrum, Gut Feelings, I think is one of his, maybe his most current book. Intuitive Fasting. So he's all about like tuning into your body and listening to your body. One of the things that he has said in the past that I just really stuck with me, and it's something that I try and live by now, is that you can't heal a body you hate. That's one of his quotes. And so I always think about that because when you are trying to punish your body, when you're trying to tell yourself that you need to lose weight constantly, or you are zeroing in on those little, you know, the wrinkles or the rolls or whatever you've got going on, your body is not going to heal. I've seen this firsthand with myself. Your body can't heal when you're being so critical of it. And I do believe that. So he says you can't heal a body you hate. And I've always loved that. So and the premise is to speak kindly to yourself, to support yourself, and to show your body love, because I do think your body can reject, you know, it will reject what you're trying to accomplish if you are being harsh to it, if you are also depriving it of food and nutrients. And so I love that. I actually told him that he says also JOMO, J-O-M-O, which is the joy of missing out, And that was one of the things, you know, I kind of like blacked out as I was walking up to him, but I said, oh my gosh, I live my life like JOMO now, the joy of missing out. Like I used to be one of those people that struggled with FOMO. And now I realize, I think because it changed when I made some lifestyle choices, like not drinking alcohol anymore, where I had this joy of like, you know what? I'm not going to do that. I'm not going there. I'm not partaking in that. And I find joy and peace in not doing it. So I told him that I love the JOMO, and he liked that. I actually told him about my podcast, and he asked me the name of it, which was like, oh my God, I hope he listens. And you know what? Dr. Will Cole would love to have you on, because he has his own podcast, The Art of Being Well. And I listen to that very frequently. I have thyroid issues. He talks about the thyroid a lot, Hashimoto's. So I really, really, he was like a 10 out of 10. It was a short interaction, but I did really, really enjoy meeting him. So shout out to Dr. Will Cole. The second person I met was Gabby Bernstein. So you may know her. She's like a manifesting guru. I hate the term guru, but she's been around a long time. She's written a lot of books. But I would say manifesting is like what she's most known for. But what I told her, because I always like to have, if I'm going to meet somebody, I want to have something of theirs that's been impactful to me. And that's what I want to tell them. That's what I want to like lead my interaction with. So my favorite book of hers is actually Happy Days. And Happy Days is, it says Happy Days, The Guided Path from Trauma to Profound Freedom and Inner Peace. And I wanted to express to her that this book did have a big impact on me. When I read it, I had never really heard trauma being talked about in this way. And in the book, she differentiates between big T trauma and little T trauma. So big T trauma are catastrophic events like a natural disaster, living through a natural disaster, or a death of a family member, or something like that. That's a big T trauma. And a little T trauma is often seen as like less severe. Maybe it's being called stupid by somebody or being bullied or, you know, something like that. But it's like on a smaller scale. But they both have like an impact on your life, and they both have an impact on how you move around in the world, right? So, you know, I just differentiating between this, because I was always thinking like, oh, like I could have a trauma, but oh, this person really, they over here, they really experienced the big T trauma. So like I shouldn't even acknowledge my little T trauma, right? But I did tell her that this book had a big impact on me and that I was very grateful for it. And I do think if you are just starting to address trauma, maybe it's from your childhood, maybe it's something you've experienced in adulthood, that this is a good book. And it's actually, it's like a little scientific, but not really. Some books that are very, very scientific sometimes lose me. Like, there's a great book about trauma, The Body Keeps the Score. And that one gets very technical and very scientific. I think that, yes, if you are addressing trauma or just starting to address trauma, those are two fantastic books, very different. But I like how she explained everything in the book Happy Days. So I got a chance to tell her that, and I felt really happy about that. I really liked her as well. Great experience. I did not get to meet Gabby Reese, but Gabby Reese and Rich Roll, who are two like pioneers in the wellness industry. You know, Gabby Reese was volleyball player, incredible volleyball player. She's married to Laird Hamilton. And I think this was said in their talk, she was like the original wellness influencer, if you wanted to call her that. She was on the scene talking about wellness, talking about what she does, what she takes, what kind of exercising she partakes in. She's been doing that for a very, very long time. So I would say she's like the OG. She paved the way for a lot of these people that are out there now. I love what her and Laird are doing. They have the Laird superfoods. Actually, my husband was drinking, I don't drink coffee, as you know, but my husband was drinking the creamer, the Laird superfood creamer that he had come out with. And I think he's got coffee. He's got all kinds of different things. And not affiliated in any way. I just think that they are a powerhouse couple. We've seen them over time. You know, I think it's one thing to, you know, someone comes on the scene and they're sharing all their wellness things, but we've seen Gabby Reese and Laird Hamilton doing this, and you've probably seen him doing those underwater exercises that he does, like in a pool. And they'll film them sometimes, and he's like moving boulders and like all this like crazy stuff. And I have followed them both for a very long time, and I love to see their evolution of, you know, now coming into like their 50s. And she talked about that. What is this going to look like for her as she's approaching 60? And is she still going to have the motivation to be sharing, you know, this part of her life? And I've seen her age gracefully and naturally. And I think that's really inspirational. I think in a world of people that are relying on so many different external things to make themselves appear not to age, I appreciate the fact that she is a beautiful woman who is aging naturally and gracefully. So just wanted to throw that out there. Her talk was amazing. And just that she keeps her wellness simple and she doesn't follow trends, and that she have some of the things that she's done for a very, very long time. And also she addressed how she puts herself out there, and, you know, that she does not follow, she doesn't get shiny penny syndrome where she's all of a sudden she's going to switch complete gears and go this other direction. She's kind of stayed the course, and how that's made her successful. So I really loved listening and learning, you know, from her. Halle Berry was also there. I was sad that I did not get to see her. One takeaway from that was that in this second chapter of her life, I just had heard people talking about it, that she wants to do better and she wants to like spiral up, you know, and to not look at it as something that is dreadful and that we don't want to do, right? We are blessed with getting older and aging and kind of embracing that. So I'm going to give my honest eudaimonia review from my experience. I wanted to shout out to Sauna Space. Sauna Space they do these really cool saunas that you can like pop up and break down. So it's not like your traditional sauna. And it's kind of like cloth and they're really beautiful. They also have like red lights and all this stuff. But they had this no EMF zone at Eudaimonia. And I kept looking at it and I kept circling around because I'm in this expo. And there are so many people. There's so much energy going on. There's obviously a lot of EMF and lights and cell phones and like everything that I am very energetically sensitive to that. So I was like, okay, I think I'm tapping out. Like, I think I need a little bit of a break from all of this. So they had this no EMF zone, and I get in this tent and it's like all red light in there. And they said that the fibers are actually made from silver, which I thought was really cool. So like blocks the EMF. I sat down in there and they had these like low, like, I don't know, like little low pillow type seats. And I sat on one and there was another woman in there and we started to talk a little bit. And then she left and I literally could have fallen asleep in that sauna space. I did really feel that it blocked me from all this like crazy energy that was happening on the outside of the tent. And it was so relaxing to me. They also have these like lights that you can put by your bed that's red. And I'm toying with that because I think that our LED lights, well, I know that our LED lights that are all, you know, in our homes these days, they have this flicker, right? And the flicker is not good for our circadian rhythm. So I am toying with, I have switched out some lights in my master bathroom, but I'm toying with doing more switch outs of the lights. So there's more research for me to do about this, but the sauna space, they do have this red light that you can like put by your bed and it's just very soothing. So you could turn off your overhead lights and then have this little thing by the bed. And I just feel like I need that in my life because it was so relaxing and grounding. And like I said, I could have fallen asleep in there. I like emerged from this tent. I felt refreshed and like not as overwhelmed. So shout out to them because I thought that was really amazing. So my review of Eudaimonia, very high vibe crowd, my people. I did really feel like these were my people at this event. I felt like very energized by that because just so many people in the space. I got to meet the ladies that started Crunchy Makeup, and I'll give you a little hint that they will be coming on the show soon. So I'm very excited about that. But they were there. Like, it was just fun. It was like super fun to connect with all these people. And it was very nicely done. It was beautifully organized. The tickets, if you bought them at the last minute to go to the event, a little pricey. I think I would take advantage of, they have pre-sale. I think maybe they're even pre-selling tickets soon for next year. So I would do that far in advance. And that was one thing that I heard from people, but they do have discounts and they have all of that if you are, you know, commit to it far in advance. So I, like I mentioned before, a little overwhelming as far as so many different things going on. But I think if you plan ahead and know where you want to target, that you'll be just fine. And I wished I would have done that a little bit. Also wished I would have brought my books from home for, like I had a book for Dr. Will Cole to sign, but I ended up buying it there. So they did have a section where you could buy all the books from people that were signing. Gabby Bernstein, I had her books at home, but I did not bring them. I had her card decks that I absolutely love. She's got some really great card decks. Like if you're into pulling a card every day or every other day is kind of like a just an inspirational moment in your day. I love her cards. I would have loved for her to sign like the cards, but I didn't bring any of that stuff. So I would definitely remember to do that next time. And her books were actually sold out at Eudaimonia, so I was not able to do that. But I got Dr. Will Cole to sign a book because I bought it there. I think you could get completely lost in staying in the expo area, and that maybe, you know, I spent a lot of time in there, and I wish maybe I would have popped out and done some of the breakout sessions or heard more of the talks. But I did get some great talks. I did not get to see Andrew Huberman or Dr. Mark Hyman because I was not there on that day. But, you know, there were some really wellness powerhouses. Like I said, they're the modern day celebrity. I would have loved to have seen Dr. Mark Hyman. He's like amazing. But I would have, you know, I'm a merch girl. I love merch when I go to a concert. So I would have really loved to maybe buy. I didn't see like if there were t-shirts. I don't know. Maybe there were. I did see some people with like some reusable bags, but I thought maybe some more merch would have been cool. I think maybe they had a journal or something there too. So anyway, Eudaimonia, that was my breakdown. It was in November of this year, 2025. I'm assuming, I think it's, you know, it's around the same time next year. Palm Beach County in West Palm was such a perfect venue for it. I love that it's now in my backyard because I think having grown up here, we now have this like very vibrant wellness community here. And so I'm really excited to be a part of that and to see that grow. That's really special. But next year, let's hook up. Let's go to Eudaimonia. I think it was a great experience. And so that's my breakdown. I just wanted to give you guys some insight into what that was like. And if that's something that you want to attend, if you're into health and wellness, it's like the Super Bowl of health and wellness. Every brand was there. And so it was really cool to connect with everybody. So Thanks for listening to this episode of The Cinnamon Effect. I'll see you guys next time.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of The Cinnamon Effect. If you enjoyed our time together, don't forget to hit that follow button on your podcast app and sprinkle a little love by leaving us a 5-star rating and a quick review. Your support means the world to me. For even more goodness, check out the show notes where you'll find links to some of my favorite products. And don't forget to visit thecinnamoneffect.com to connect with me directly or to grab your TCE Gratitude Journal, your next step towards a more grateful life. I can't wait to spice things up with you again next time. Stay vibrant, stay inspired, and remember to add a little cinnamon to your life every day.